Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't a girl, you're wasting your time. Only to show
9:05 p.m. You are tuned in to the baddest, illest, most dope, what other 90s superlative can I use? Death internet radio show in the world. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
In the world, Craig.
Came out
in
of
the
radio,
world.
Man. That's right. Not die for this. The Social Lab. We in full effect. We in full swing. We still waiting on Mr. Hyman to join us again. He said he'll be here this time. The other show was a little snafu on, you know, we're not going to go into all of that. But anyway, let's get started. Let's get the rest of the panel on board. Let's go down to the Dirty Duddy. Are y'all bracing for that tropical storm out there? Is it supposed to hit Florida, or is it just going to run up the coast?
No, it's running up the coast. And
it did hit Florida in certain cities because they were flooded out. I was watching
the news.
It was coastal
cities, though.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
just making sure. Anyway, on to it. Lady Eloise, hot chocolate, what's happening with you?
Yeah. How's everybody doing? And definitely want to send my thoughts and prayers out to everybody who's in the path of this storm. It's better to be safe than be sorry, so prepare as you would as if it's coming to give you a direct hit, because you don't ever know what course
never
it's going to turn. So, yeah.
Never know. Let's move back up to the ACC. That's a college term for those that don't know. My sports nuts. Charlotte, North Carolina brings us Madam Boston, Barbiturate, CeeLo Strongchin. What's good, my
Kizzy Sunshine. You forgot Kizzy Sunshine. You forgot that.
Oh, Kizzy Sunshine. My bad.
Right.
That's the Coop de Gracie right there. My bad. I got you.
Okay. Because you know, when Kizzy show up, it's a wrap.
All hell break loose.
Yeah.
Dig it. Hey, before we get into the topic of this death sentence that was carried out, lady was executed last night. Did you guys, I don't know if y'all saw one of my posts that I put up today about this Sean Price mixtape that he was working on before he passed. As a matter of fact, we didn't even bring that up when we came back from the summertime. My man Sean Price, man, he was a giant, and like the true hip hop heads know about Sean Price's legacy and his work, man.
Yeah.
I mean, true spitter bars.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like none of that fluff. You know what I'm saying?
Every
no
time.
Fluff with him. Ever since 94, 95, Helter Skelter, OGC, Duck Down, Whole Click, Ruck always had lyrics, B. Nobody
right.
did. You knew his work. You knew he had lyrics. And he passed
right.
away, you know what I'm saying, the end of the summer, beginning of September, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. And he was working on a new mixtape called Songs in the Key of Price. Yo, if you ain't picked it up, or if you ain't went and found it somewhere on the internet, make it your business too. And don't get that 8-track EP that's on iTunes. They selling them short. He got like 29 tracks that was on that joint. And, I mean, it's, yo, dope. I'm talking about dope. Like, I wish I could play some of it, but it's a little bit too R-rated for the likings of our audience and, you know, to the confines that we're restricted to on here. But, yo, pick it up. So anyway, we're talking about tonight how Georgia executes Kelly Jessendiner. I don't know how you pronounce that last name. It's a lot
terrible.
A lot of consonants.
Terrible.
A lot of consonants.
Hey,
How you say it then?
Hold on. I'm going to get it right. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
You don't even know.
I do know. Kelly Jessendiner.
Daner. Daner,
yeah.
I mean, phonetically, it looks like Daner, okay? So, sue me. Anyway, 47 years old, despite some last-ditch appeals or whatever, we're going to talk more so about the death penalty sentence as well as the actual case that brought this decision to her final fate. But we're going to do that on the rebound when we come back. It's 9:10, y'all. You're tuning with the Social Lab. Your boy, Save James, you still rocking with Madam Boston, CeeLo Boston, and Hot Chocolate. We are waiting for Brother TM to show up, but when he does, we will be in full swing. We will be right back after, huh?
He's handling business. He's out there
with
MC Brains in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? He's always on
like
the move, making things happen.
Not, yeah.
Exactly. That's
yeah,
the
only,
you know, you can't be
real.
Talking about my man like that. You know
I'm
what I'm
saying?
Lord, the mail we're going to get now.
Hey, well, here comes the music. All right, here comes
the mail we're going to get now.
We'll be back. Oh, my God.
undercover. Johnny Brass School, that's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the Chrome 740, rock the Red Man and Naughty. All with my kitty cat, half a brick of gate, in the bra with my titty cat. And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. State 10, holds in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty. Don't change me, only to hell I send me. All about the
first things first, I pop off. Freak all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get nothing but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppin. Stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow into Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress with this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and bring the break.
This thing is mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. Up the fair one, I get mine the fast way. D-mass ways, the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn close. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. Invincible bully, like the goose, disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them vibes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyric. This is depressing, static, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, yes it's hiring. You should have been a cop of hip-hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get strapped. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gap a lot, the flow's about to drop. You're mad cause my style you're admiring.
Cabbage on instinct, get don't think, think pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's the head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, come on. Talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Plump, close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3, bang every MC easily. Recently, this front ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn boost, we on it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn boost, we on it. Tomorrow, see the drop you off when he's PO. Back in my mind, I hope she's
mattress, put the drink on my cream while low. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Riffin', she got to beat the work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Is in your mouth, open up your blouse.
Pull your G-string down south.
Do that back out in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I
ow.
Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
Whoa.
Yes, 9:16 p.m. here in the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston. Nice little B.I.G. mix right there. That was dope. That was dope. I was just waiting to hear. I got a story to tell, one of my faves. But anyway.
I don't have a clean version,
oh,
man. Sue
okay,
me. Yeah.
Okay. I'll let that one go. I'll let that one go. We're still dope, though. We're still dope.
Thank you.
I see you on your 90s flow here lately. Yeah.
Hey man. I specialize in the 90s, man. So anybody out there listening, y'all need a 90s party popping. I'm your boy to call, man. I specialize in the 90s flow.
I know that's
you
know.
You need any kind of party to pop. You call our boy Save James.
He's
going to be there to dig in the crates.
I make it happen. I make it do what it do, baby. We make it do what it do.
There you go. Make it do what it do. 9:17 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City on the East Coast. And our topic tonight deals with not so much specifically the Georgia inmate Kelly Gissendaner either.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
Well, you know, potato potato, who was executed yesterday after, you know, many failed appeals. But just your take and your thoughts and opinions on the death penalty as it currently stands. You want to weigh in, it's 917-889-3926. Make sure that you press 1 so the engineer will know that you're on the line and that you want to interact with us here in the Social Lab. According to CNN, after a five-hour delay, Georgia death row inmate Kelly Gissendaner, we'll go with that, was executed early Wednesday morning for her role in the killing of her husband. Gissendaner was scheduled to die at 7 p.m. Tuesday, but her lawyers filed appeals to state and federal courts in her final hours to try and spare her life. Her children had to make a heart-wrenching choice Tuesday to go see their mother one last time or to make a final appeal in front of the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles. Quote, by her daughter, Kayla, we choose to try and save her life, and they still denied us. So, again, she was executed by lethal injection early this morning. So,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm kind of... I guess I would say on the fence in terms of the death penalty. I think if I were in the shoes of the family who lost a loved one, you know, in this crime, I would probably be all for it. And then, you know, there may be the side of me who, you know, would be touched by, you know, the Christian way that you shouldn't take another life, that God should be the only one to be able to take a life, and that man should not have that option and should not take that option. So yeah, I'm on the fence.
Okay. Well, what I was going to add to it was like a little more detail of how it all went down. Like you said, she's 47 years old, right? She's done about 18 years so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
the crime was for her she got her lover to murder her husband.
Right. And what's crazy about that is that she was dating, you know, her lover, right? And I'm looking at court papers, and according to the court papers, she had she kept bringing up to her lover about killing her husband, right? He suggested divorce as an alternative, but she was like, "Nah, because I'll get after he's dead, I'll get his insurance money." And she also felt that he wouldn't leave her alone by just divorcing him. And it's crazy because...
Does it, in the court papers, does it say what the circumstances were as far as their marriage? Like, was he allegedly abusive or, you know, what? I'm trying to figure out how she got to the extreme of murder besides her greed for the insurance money.
Well, the thing was that she was unhappy with her husband. It didn't say why she was unhappy with him, but she was unhappy with her husband, and she started dating her coworker and fell in love with him. So what she did was she took the night that her husband was murdered, she picked up her boyfriend, took him to their home to, you know, get some dinner's home, and she gave him a nightstick and a large knife and then left him in the house to wait for her husband to show up. So then she went to a friend's house and...
to wait for the crime to be done.
Right. But then instead of just staying there waiting, she went out to a nightclub. So
wow.
Then the husband got home about 10 o'clock, and then that's when Owen, which is her boyfriend, that's the last name, confronted the victim from behind and then held a knife to his throat, forced him to drive to a remote location, forced him to walk into the woods and kneel, and then killed him by striking him with the nightstick and then stabbing him repeatedly in the back and neck with the knife. And and that's what the woman told him to do. And they said he took the victim's watch and wedding ring before killing him to make the murder appear like a robbery. So then when
she
came...
So do the court papers say what happened to the lover? What was his sentence?
Oh, yeah. He got life. He got life as well. It's really crazy. Yeah, he got and he was charged, he was indicted on one count of malice murder and one count of felony murder. That's crazy. But, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He got life. And, it's just so crazy.
Shorty got the death penalty because she quarterbacked.
She was the mastermind. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And, okay, so then what they did was they burned the victim's automobile with kerosene that, you know, the wife had gotten, and then her boyfriend went back to her house. And they got rid of the nightstick and the knife and his jeans and, you know, like everything that he had worn that night he got rid of. But it doesn't say where he threw them away. He threw them in the garbage, but I think he just threw it in
dumb.
The regular garbage.
That's just dumb. People ask to get caught. I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying if you're going to do it, and you went to those lengths of trying to, you know, frame them. Yeah, I mean, to frame it that way, finish the job. Damn.
I mean, most criminals are dumb. Most criminals are dumb.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, they are. But like I said, in no way, shape, or form, am I condoning it or am I, like, you know, praising them for, you know, getting that far or not getting caught. But it's just like, yo, if you're going to do it right, dude. Come on. See, they got CSI nowadays. You got NCIS. You got all of these SVU, all these shows that can kind of help you be a smarter criminal if you feel you want to walk that path because they're showing you how intricate they get with detecting now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's
the views of Save James in no way reflect all of the panel.
By all means, I put a disclaimer out there ahead of time. I'm not condoning any part of it, but it's just like, come on, man. That's just common sense type stuff, B. Like, you know?
But
right.
Most criminals don't have common sense.
I guess. Hey, quick death penalty quiz. You know how many states enforce the death penalty in the U.S.?
Two.
Wrong.
Enforce it?
I'm talking about like that is part of their judgment that they
let's
pass.
Let's go with 30.
Wow, you're really close. You're very close. Mm. It's 31.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, boo. See, intuition is something, ain't it?
I knew it was a pretty large amount over half, but yeah.
Yeah, that's about it's about 60%. It's about 60% of the country enforces the death penalty if necessary.
Wow.
Right.
So all the criminals out there listening, you better watch your ass. Well, you know what I mean? If you plan on doing something stupid, do your homework.
How about just don't?
Drop them to the states that don't enforce it if you want to.
You know what?
It's 9:26.
Then you get
go ahead,
say those. Kidnapping over the state lines. That's
going over state
state
lines. Yeah, yes.
Let's take a break on that one, please.
You're
gonna be a monkey, be a gorilla. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
be right back, y'all. CM Hammer Radio.
Get it.
Who do you love? Me or Chanel, I better back. Got happy like she was Pharrell. Can try to lock her down, but she gon' rebel. Like cuffin' season over, she out on bail. And what's the first thing she do once she out of jail? Get a real nigga like me on a cell. I'm like, pass through, bring your girlfriend with that through. Lie to him if you had to when he asked you. Crunch time, play a better passer for you choke, bad. Ain't cheap, better pass her if you broke. I'm a poet if she drink, I'm a pass it if she smoke. Don't be tripping about the don't be asking about the folks. You just passing through the city and the pass can be revoked. Don't get your car wet and the passenger be soaked. Young OG, I be on a low G. He be in your comments, heart face emoji. Oh no, that's a no-no if you don't know. Just between us, babe, not even Bono. Made a movie with your chick Pono. Then a song came through the Sonos. Who do you love?
I'm the one with the plug. I'm the one who got homies that be selling drugs. I'm the one on the back street with the fat heat. Better run like athletes. I'm that new. My Bank of America account got six figures. I'm that nigga on the block. Police pull up. I'm tryna stash the Glock. You had it all alone.
The lady said
you didn't
see
the other one that was talking
from
to
Miami to the Bay.
From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right, let's ride.
I beat the
she ain't got to tell me she want it, she know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it, she told me, look it, I did it. Sexy, dang, enough to make a go crazy, man, do crazy. Then we get to talking and touching, we get to licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we missing. We go to perfect positions, we get it popping. I listen too much pleasure, the magic, she got the power. That beat, she make her wanna get to me in a major way. Jackpot, jump shot, a fade away, I mean, way away. I be on that elite, shoot that HBK heartbreak.
I really need it. Take your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get a hoot, the best he ever been. That's it, you'll let me. That she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay. Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a bop. You ain't down, I'm alive. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function.
Trying to function, boo. You fucked off my high, get about my mix. You messing up my vibe, I'm trying to get some crap.
Get some crap.
Put it in my ride, take it to the rim. I'm toasting and sloppy, I'll thumble broccoli, Bacardi. 151 out my body, about that green like wasabi. Like in Bari, we mobby, we bossy back to fuck off. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not me. It's the rappers I listen to, is E40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue play, I'm having this guap. I'm on my man, I stay lazy, groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My nerves not for you, not for me. You got to sell with a hustle, think I can't. Think I can't. Get the gas to the White House, black pack. Black word candy, S-L-A-N-G. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five. You ain't down.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, and it is 9:32 p.m. here in the on the East Coast, so that makes it 6:32 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you know how it is. Figure it out. Okay. We are talking tonight about the death penalty, along with also speaking about the woman who was executed in Georgia, Kelly Gissendanner. And they did, and was quite, she was executed by lethal injection. Because remember, we were talking about that. I wasn't sure how she died. But yeah, so they executed her by lethal injection. And the thing about it is, and what makes this so, what makes this stand out so much, and why people are even, you know, trying to fight, you know, even for her life after the fact, was that she was the only woman on Georgia's death row. That's, you know, they don't really execute women like that, you know. But apparently, because her Cody, he didn't, he got life. However, he is eligible for parole. And also, what's tripping? Okay, I lost it. That's terrible.
Did you ever have it? That's the real question.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just messing with you.
Sporadic.
It's all good, but hey, but check it out though. We got our resident co-host calling in from the District of Columbia, Brother Coop. What it be like, good brother?
Hola, hola, la familia.
There you go.
Hola,
Buenos noches, Negro.
Yes. Okay.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just getting in from happy hour.
He's ready to join Fade then. I'm feeling myself.
Get it, boo.
Just make sure you wash your hands later.
Wash your hands first. How about that?
Soap and water.
Yeah, but anyway, but cool. What's your take on this death penalty thing, man? I mean, you know, that's the main focal point tonight. We understand that this lady lost her battle to it, her appeals to it. But I mean, you know, do you have any insight on it?
Hey, in all seriousness, my thing about death penalty is, unless it's extreme cases, I'm against it, because if you execute the wrong person, there's no coming back.
Is this true? No exoneration from that.
And that's my thing. Like, it's like every year we hear of a few people that have been on death row for 20 years, 30 years, and it turns out they're let go. And then the state ends up giving them, and it's usually peanuts. They give them like $40,000 for every year they were in jail, which is really nothing compared to the amount of time they've been in jail. They have lost, you know, that amount of time from their life. And just imagine the people that they have killed. And it's killing, because these people are innocent, that they don't go and they don't follow up on that we're actually innocent.
Right.
So for me, that's my whole thing on the death penalty. There's no coming back from it. So for me, if I was on the jury, unless the person was like just basically caught red-handed, I couldn't vote for the death penalty for them.
And that's definitely true, because definitely he has a very good point, where there have been a lot of recent cases of people whose sentences have been exonerated because of, you know, evidence that's
DNA.
Come up later on, DNA that's cleared them at, you know, from being guilty, or being, you know, the person who should have been rightfully convicted, or confessions or whatever. And just imagine had these people been executed. It's unjust. And that's definitely a great point.
Do you guys feel that this is something that should be done away with on all levels, and just like, you know, 'cause I know some people may feel like that certain government figureheads suffer from an I am God complex.
Oh yeah,
and you know what I mean. So that's mainly what it's driven by, the ego.
Right.
So I mean, is it something that you guys feel that should be done away with in its totality of the notion, or is it something that's applicable case sensitive wise?
I would say case sensitive wise, because like honestly, and from my point of view, I feel like murderers, especially if it's solid, not the ones who didn't do it. Like the guy I posted the other day who was released after 27 years serving time and then finding out he didn't do it. Well, the police, but he got out after 27 years. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the ones that are purely, yes, you did this, murder and fucking with kids. I mean, messing with kids, excuse me.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Messing with kids.
Hey,
I got passionate. That was passionate.
Yeah. Sure, she ain't come from happy hour.
Okay, I don't drink. But, it's really crazy to me, but I really think pedophiles should be executed. And murderers should be executed. Hell, they should be shot right there in the middle of the damn streets. Yes.
Whoa.
But then again,
from the mind
of Madam
Boston.
Yes, and it is all my opinion,
The views of Madam Boston are hers and solely hers and not those of the T.M. Hyman radio show.
Thank you, baby.
You
I needed that.
The resident
okay.
T.M. Hyman radio attorney.
All
right. That's right. That's
okay,
right, y'all. Y'all listening out there, we got an attorney on our team. He knows the
law. Okay. Okay, anything you need. But I just, feel like pedophiles should be murdered where they stand.
Oh, snap.
Like
the Middle East countries, how they do. If you steal something, chop your hand off type
the
thing.
Hell out of them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Right,
an eye for an eye.
Boulders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's it right there. And it's funny to me because the same ones that, Bible tote or whatever, they get extra with it, because, they'll say, oh, well, they need to be saved, too. That's like, he touched the 3-year-old. No, he don't need to be saved. He need to be saved to be stoned. But
that's like the dude, what's the guy named Duggar? He was a dude molesting his neighbors.
And his sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they bypassed it. This is in your own home. What is that going to do to those girls? They're either going to become whores or lesbians. One of the two.
what's their last name again?
What they work at?
What they work at? Where they go to happy hour at? I told you, the nappy dugout.
So, hold on. So Save made a great point when he gave us the trivia about how many states in the United States are practicing the death penalty. What would it take for the legislation to change as far as, the death penalty going away? Like, what type of vote does it take for?
That's state by state.
You know what? I'm gonna be totally honest with you. You know what it takes? It takes more innocent white people.
Yeah. Okay.
To get caught up.
Right.
Because you look at the drug charges. Right now, you have certain people like Rand Paul that are coming out he's basically trying to say how funny he is with black people by saying that he wants to reduce the mandatory minimum charges for like drugs and conspiracy and everything.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. Don't let yourself be fooled. What it has to do with, you're having more white affluent youth get caught up in this mess.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about. But then they can come out and they can say, I believe black people are being mistreated, so I think this should be changed. But what it's about is not really about that.
Yeah, it never is. Hidden agendas all the way across the board.
Exactly.
Listen, y'all, it's 9:42. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back. I think Save James has adult talk. I'm going to check in with him for a second and see what happens.
He's talking to him about himself in the third party, as you
in third person. That shows you how bad things are. Yeah. You talk about him.
Hey, look, and Brian. And Coop Diddy just came from Happy Hour, so you know he's going to be all good.
Oh, and he's Coop Diddy now. Oh,
that's his name.
Hey, big things are going on. And on that note, we want to big up to all the Master Rude Boy upon deck.
Bill!
Her beast is like a bunch of rose. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote,
real.
Murder she wrote.
I come out with him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living town, old chaka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living town, old chaka, say girl you pretty, you be a sweet pretty, but your character dirty. You just have to flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry. Good now.
Have a cool thing, and I wish it just come with the jam. She know about the loom, like an every money man. Make love with the foolish Chinese, white man, and Indian. The rich is kind of girl that is a player, go up and down. Don't know what about the channel in his taxi. Stop,
Good evening, TM Hyman Radio World. We're coming back to you tonight, and we've got Save James. We're coming with Adult Talk.
All right, cool. What I'm talking about, man. Act like you've been
giving me, applause.
You did that, boo.
Heard what I'm saying? Act like you've been there before, dog. What I'm talking about, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Ain't the first time you had to step up when the lights was bright. Huh?
Cook Diddy in the house.
Now, you know, check it out. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to introduce a new segment that I've been working on. I've been thinking about.
Turn the music down some.
Oh, turn it down some?
Yeah.
I'm about to just turn it off. Okay? Don't worry about it.
It was just overshadowing you.
All right, listen. I'm introducing a new subject tonight.
What's that? That's the segment music. Will you let him do it?
The segment music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. This right here is going to be just kind of a spinoff of what I used to do on my old show, but I found out that Power 105 might have did off of. I had a segment when I first started out.
Turn the music down, son.
Chill out. Okay. I had a segment before about the stuff that got me mad. Okay. I had a segment before on my old show about the things that got me mad throughout the day. So, right. I kind of want to revisit that or whatever. It's kind of like a condensed version of the funk that, but it's something that we can all interactively participate in. Okay. Okay. So, I'm just going to run through a few things that can. That song right there was called The Mad Face Invasion by Onyx.
Onyx,
back
yeah,
in
1993
when this joint came out. Okay. And a lot of times throughout your day, you have a mad face from stupid stuff that people do. Like I said, it's a condensed version of the funk that. So in lieu of that, when we talk about this subject right here, when we discuss it and we give a reason why you would have a mad face and give somebody a mad face invasion, we're going to play a sound effect that kind of coincides with it. So, to start off, earlier today I saw a young lady, thought she was dressed to the T, but check it out, ladies. If you got booty, dude, stop wearing form-fitting dresses. And if you don't know what booty do is, that's when your stomach stick out further than your booty do. That requires...
Hey, amen.
What you got for me, Cope? I got some more. What you got for me?
I can understand that because you can have booty do and still be sexy, but when you wear them type of clothes, it's not sexy.
Okay, you gotta know how to accentuate the booty do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Let me say this: that I don't know if anybody else will admit it, but I have a belly now. You know, I gain weight and all this good stuff. And you know what? I was just thinking about that earlier because I want to be an Elvira for Christmas, for Halloween.
Really?
Elvira
that's
got
like,
some
I'm
going
to have to get
on
one of them mist things. My boobs is nice. But anyway,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's change the subject real quick.
Now you see what you do to them?
I know. It's terrible, but, you know, I set it up every time. But it just really, like, I got a lot of form-fitting dresses, but I don't feel comfortable in it. And so when I see women whose stomachs are over, my stomach isn't over my pants yet, but for the ones who, you know, they do have that solid Buddha belly, I don't get how they can wear tight clothes or how they even feel comfortable in that. Tell him again.
That's all you can give him, man. Alright, I got another one, man. If you do a 50 miles an hour in the fast lane and you see me trying to pass, then you want to speed up, best believe you getting a mad face on that pass. Don't you hear people do that, though, for real? They be going mad slow the whole time, and then once they see you trying to get around, then they ask them to speed up and do 85.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be none of that. There'll be none of that getting in front of me.
Yo, whatever, man. Driver's supposed to be in the fast lane.
No, this
for my fellas out there. Somebody's breathing into the phone really hard
Stop
right
breathing.
Now.
I think Coop Diddy might have fell asleep real quick.
Sound like he getting worked on over there.
Okay.
That was me. I was.
Hey.
I started thinking about that Elvira dress, and it was like.
Oh.
He started feeling himself.
Literally.
Okay.
Yo, gentlemen, if you got to know when you got your OG status, you got to know when it's time to let the cornrows go, B. If you got cornrows right where your ears are, and the rest
Hold on. At Happy Hour, we had this discussion. A friend of mine, we were talking about her ex. This Bama, I got to bring the DC words out. This Bama.
Oh, wow. He's a Bama. Wow.
Yeah, this Bama had the cornrows, but also had the receding hairline.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you get the mad face for that.
Cornrows with the George Jefferson. No cornrows with the George Jefferson.
Yeah, that's
Jefferson.
What I'm saying. They have cornrows, and they have a bald spot right in the middle, and they got the braids laying on top of the bald spot like they really covered
them. Yeah, man, like it's holding on for dear life over there. Yo, just let it go.
Yo,
let it go, man.
Donald Trump hair better than that. I'd rather
let
see
go,
Donald
man.
With some cornrows.
Let it go. Last one. And for all of my practical shoppers, y'all should know exactly what I'm about to talk about. If you got somebody that's in the self-checkout lane and don't know what the hell they're doing,
they
want to get all of these damn fruits and vegetables that they don't even know what the hell it's called. they don't know what it's called and they're searching for it.
Right.
And they sitting there, you got a gallon of water you're trying to buy. And they got, like, the whole damn produce section.
Right.
Can't find the code.
And got to key it all in. Right.
I mean, come on, man. What do you go to somebody who knows this stuff. What are you doing? Off your ass, it's too old to be in there. Don't understand technology. Stop trying to be hip. Stop trying to keep up. Go to somebody that's going to help you to your car and pack your trunk for you, man. Okay.
You know that's the schemer that's trying to scan two items and scan 20 items and only pay for three of them.
Three, right.
Whatever, man. Hey, man. Anyway, that was my segment for the night. But that's going to be a sound effect that's going to be used in the near future. So anything that somebody's salty about when we talk and brings up some kind of points that pisses them off, we're going to be bringing this back around full circle, man. We got to talk about these things, man. And then, Cole,
I think I like that.
If you got something that gave you the mad face that day, call in sometime. Damn it. We here.
You know what? Our listeners like to listen.
We got lurkers.
Yeah.
We got lurkers.
They trolls.
Because let me say this, that I get a lot of friend requests. Like, every time we're on air, when I get off, I have more friends, and they, you know, they'll talk, they'll even communicate with me about what they thought about the show and that they like it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, why don't you say anything? Oh, I just want to listen. So, we have lurkers. Hi,
yeah,
lurkers.
But just no lurkers. The show is more fun when you interact with us, so give us a call and let us know what you think.
Just imagine how great it would be.
I don't get any friend requests.
You're not me.
But no,
right?
Coop, you're one of our new additions, Coop. So, you know, throw TM Hyman Radio into your bio, and you know,
I'm about
you.
To do it too. And I'm trying to get some of these ladies to play in my inbox on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
Well, Coop.
I got my hand raised.
Coop, our newest member, is the only Coop on Instagram. I don't know what your Twitter handle is, so tell the people
same
what that
thing.
Is.
It's
okay.
The same thing.
And then Facebook, he's Brian Cooper, Brian.
Yo, I got my hand raised over here. I've been on the show for a couple years now, and I still ain't getting no new friends based off.
Stop telling stories because you know the porn stars follow you all the time, so stop it.
They follow me on Twitter, okay? You follow two porn stars and you get 12 following you. I don't understand that. I'm not complaining. You know what I'm saying? I can't check my Twitter feed in front of my wife now because they've got some ass and titties getting pile drives.
You know,
hey, I got a couple of video vixens follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Uh-oh. See, there you go.
Underwood follows us, me and Hot Chocolate.
That's right. Sure does. Shout out, Cheryl. Hey, girl.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's how I know that people listen. Because, for instance, she became my friend, like, earlier this year, Cheryl Underwood, from the show The Talk, the comedian. Yes.
That's
and
right.
So then after that, like, I got CBS reps, I don't know about watching me, but... You know, my friends on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people from MTV.
Yeah.
Right? You know what
VH1.
I mean? So, exactly.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't know.
Whatever,
if they follow. Well, you know, you're going to be a hater with your two damn.
Don't
followers.
Be mad, Twan. Don't be mad, Twan.
I am Madam.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Twitter. On
That's
Facebook,
my mad face.
On
yeah.
Instagram. All that. And then you got Hot Chocolate. She's Hot Chocolate on
I'm Very Hot Chocolate on Instagram. No, on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I'm
reading
the 757 on Instagram. He saved James all over the place. And we will be back on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Everybody have a great weekend.
When the females on the radio show get all the followers.
Stop being a hater, Cooper.
Bullshit.